Today on our program, we're visiting with Joshua Heyer, superintendent from the Ogden School District. Good to have you back. Ho, 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 it's month of April.
It is, month April of April, fools. Hard to imagine.
And we're not fooling. No.
Not
here
at all.
Here we are. Okay, so made it through March, busy month, through spring break in the middle there and everything else, but track team's been out running. I think the golf team's been out doing some things around the golf course, stuff like that. So good to see spring activities going.
It is good to see spring activities. Yeah, I mean, you obviously mentioned track and golf, but, you know, honestly, I think it would be remiss for me not to mention we got Battle of the Books going on at our elementary, Mileage Club going on. We got a robotics team, SCCLA, jazz team. So, I mean, our kids are just going everywhere. And honestly, I think that's just a contribute to the success that we have. If our kids are highly involved in a number of activities, and the spring definitely shines a light on all the things that are going on.
We haven't even covered the things like honor band type things, and also speech competition.
Yeah, we got speech competition. There's so many activities. Honestly, I'm probably missing a lot, but our kids are just so highly involved in activities, and that takes a sponsor, you know, to kind of lead that opportunity for kids. And I'm really thankful for all the things that our staff do in order for our kids to be able to have those experiences.
Well, I want to throw in FFA too.
We
tend to forget that, that we do have FFA members over in Ogden now. You have a chapter going there, too. So it's a busy time. Let's go back to the early March when we met. At that time, speaking of the robotics team, out-of-state travel. And, again, you've had a very good team. So anytime you're doing a school activity out-of-state, board approval needed.
It is. Yeah. So honestly, our robotics team, they really spend, you know, about 2 to 3 months. And initially, there was so much setup for that they would only have one major activity or event up at UNI. And they really said, hey, we're putting in so much time and energy. We kind of want to be able to tweak and improve our robot. So they actually asked if they could maybe participate in a North Dakota competition. So our board allowed them to go up there. They did extremely well representing Iowa and mm-hmm. as well as Ogden. And then this last weekend, they actually were up at UNI where during the preliminaries, they were doing well and they got into the semifinals and didn't maybe get the results that they wanted. But nonetheless, they had a successful school year.
They were competitive.
Yes.
That's the bottom line. That's what you go for. Board did do the public hearing on the school calendar, as expected. We had touched a little bit on this anyway. Not a lot much you could do with changes.
There is not a lot of wiggle room with that. You know, there's things that our community just looks forward to with graduation and spring breaks and those things. So we ultimately rolled the 24-25 calendar to 25-26 and made some subtle adjustments based off of start date. You can't start on a Saturday and those types of things. But yeah, we had our public hearing there in March, and it has been approved formally by the board, and it is posted on our school website for those patrons that want to look at it.
You can see it. It's there. Let's talk about this year's, because we've had a few snow days and not everybody had a lot of wiggle room in there. I mean, everybody had some hours. I know some districts looking at adding a couple of hours just as a precaution. What about Ogden?
We are short hours right now, so we are going to have to do something different. I've actually told my board and a few people that have asked, I really want to wait until the April board meeting.
Let's get past the potential other bad weather.
Yes. So we got two more weeks. April 14th is our board meeting, and I'm going to make a recommendation. We're going to be adding a few days to the end of the school year to make sure that we're meeting that state requirement. How many days? I'm not sure yet. I'll make a recommendation to the board, and ultimately it's their decision on so long as we're meeting that minimum, how many days we actually come back to.
And by the way, not the only district.
No, there's a lot in this area.
There's a lot. I think United just added a few to theirs, too, just to make sure they could make it to the end. Well, let's talk about some of the biggies that happened here in the past week. You did your levy. You had indicated that the public hearing on the levy that Ogden was going to be down on the levy rate some, just a few cents, but value went up. And again, the value was higher, so able to keep that levy down a little lower.
Yeah, so a little bit about that is last Monday, we actually had a public hearing. We ended up having five people come, and it was great. The conversation that we had, they just wanted to know a little bit more. And I think the initial, a couple of years ago, they sent out those letters. Mm-hmm.
It created a lot of questions.
Create transparency, yeah. But with that, it did cause questions. And I think a lot of people are just really uninformed mm-hmm. on what that letter is. So we really took the public hearing as an opportunity to educate them on what that letter is, sure. And then also about our tax rate. Last year it was 1348, our max that we published so far, and it's contingent on, well, we can't go higher, obviously, but it's contingent on SSA and those types of things sure. coming out, but we've established 1345. The valuations have increased a little bit, mm-hmm. but ultimately this coming school year, we're going to do the same business that we've done with about $36,000 less in our general budget. So we're definitely going to have to really look at some efficiencies, with insurance costs going up, paying our teachers, utilities, all those things. There's more that we're going to have to do with less money this coming school year.
So and that's one of the things I'm thinking that a lot of patrons, most probably are aware of it, but they always have questions. Yes, we do have to pay electric bills. We do have to pay water. We do have to, insurance coverage. And we know what's happened with premiums because of the hail damage and derechos and things like that. Insurance companies have pushed those up. And I know you do things to try to buy down that premium as much as you can, but it's going up.
It is. Yep. Inevitably, a lot of the catastrophes that have happened in the Midwest, those insurance agencies have to be looking out for themselves, and they're going to recoup some of those dollars. So, yeah, I'm confident that we're going to be able to do what we need to do this upcoming school year. But nonetheless, our budget definitely is starting to be a little bit tight.
Okay. So the certified budget, you do have that in place. And, as much as we know without supplemental aid from the state. Yeah, everybody's waiting for that. Amazing. We know it's going to be 2% or more. That's about all we can say right now.
We hope. Yep, yeah, we hope. Obviously, legislation session is going on right now, and we haven't yet to get our SSA. And for our listeners, really, when we create our budget, there's really two major levers, and that is our enrollment and the state supplemental aid that we get. And, we know what our enrollment is. It actually declined this last year, but we don't know what that SA is. So we're getting into a critical time of the year where we're figuring out our budget. We have requirements that we have to meet per Iowa code, but yet we have an unknown. So we're doing the best that we can with that information.
Please, legislators, get your work done. Yeah. Well, it was supposed to be 30 days after the governor's budget, which... we've gone way past that, so we'll see. I mean, they kind of know somewhere where they're at, but the legislature still got to get it done.
They absolutely do.
So we got that part going on. Let's talk a little bit. Well, one thing we do know with a little bit of reduction in enrollment, we did touch on this last time too. You do have built in with the state.
The budget guarantee?
The budget guarantee, yes.
Yeah, so with that, we actually had a resolution in our last meeting. What that budget guarantee allows is for 1% increase on what your general budget was the previous year. With slightly declining enrollment, they allow you 1 year to kind of really kind of get things figured out and work with your budget and hope that also that that enrollment actually rebounds. Mm-hmm. So really that resolution, that budget guarantee resolution, allows us to have a 1% increase on where we were last year. And that resolution was passed at our March meeting.
So we got that part done. And the master contract. You told me before you were not anticipating too many issues with it. I think the last one to do it is probably Madrid, but the initial proposal, the counter proposal from the district, and closed session and get it taken care of.
Yeah, it was a great process. And I would go that I hope that everybody understands the partnership that we have with our Ogden Education Association. And we can't do what we need to do, educate kids, without taking care of our staff. So we came to the table, we had a couple meetings, and it was productive. And ultimately, we came out with a two-year agreement. So that two-year agreement then was presented and ratified by the Ogden Education Association and presented to our board, and they signed off on that two-year agreement. So we're really pleased about that. And I think ultimately it was close to a 5% increase, ultimately, so is what we did.
Altogether, and once again, with I know you still have the ladder and everything else in the columns. Okay. If teachers improve their position by furthering their education, it's a benefit to them. So
it is. Yeah, we have still lanes, which would be our BA, is where you could be hired in. But it really is based off of, you know, your BA, BA 15, Masters, Masters 15. Yeah. And naturally, the theory is if you go back and get more education, you become a better practitioner, able to help and educate our our students better. And we're going to compensate you for that.
Teacher, for the Ogden district, because I know a lot of districts are looking at teacher leader, and there's dollars out there in the teacher leadership category that not all districts are taking what they need.
So there is a teacher leadership compensation program, and the state of Iowa has given us some flexibility in one of those categorical budgets to be able to use that and flex that if we want. But for me personally, my philosophical belief is that I think that we need teacher leaders to be able to help prepare and our other teachers and support them in their process. So we do have our teacher leadership compensation grant. We utilize that for some instructional strategists that really help support our teachers. And then we have other positions built in as far as like lead learners and those types of things to be able to help with our professional development in Ogden.
Now we've been doing the teacher leader group position for some time. Are you having some people that have been doing it for a while and looking for back in the classroom, or maybe making another adjustment, or do you have some that would like to step up into teacher leader?
We actually just had our lead learner position that they had to reapply for. We have 12 across our district, 6 in each campus. And I think that there's going to be some people that maybe are stepping down for one reason or another, you know, might be a season of their life, you know, and they're very busy, you know, with their personal life. And, you know, they appreciated the leadership opportunity they've had. They're going to step down and allow somebody else to be able to do that. Our building principals will be kind of vetting through all those applicants and interviewing them and making the best decisions for our buildings.
That is a lot of people need to know. Not everybody is going to stay in there forever. They do it for a while. Sometimes they want to take another look at something else.
Absolutely.
Or get back into the classroom. Sometimes they miss some of that student contact. So
yeah, very fluid process.
It is. And fortunately, we have an opportunity to be able to do that and have people step up and try the new things. That's what's interesting. You get some new people that are stepping into doing, are they going to continue what they were working on, or are they going to make some adjustments in it? And it's always good to get fresh blood.
It is, you know, ultimately having that new voice at the table to be able to challenge original thinkings and thoughts ultimately makes us better. So I do appreciate the opportunity when we have somebody new that's able to step into those leadership positions.
All right. Well, I do know you got your audit report, so everybody's good?
We're good. Yep. In our March meeting, we had our auditor come in and ultimately give it. And there was a few subtle things, you know, segregation of duties and those types of things. But ultimately, I would hand it off to our school business officer, is Melissa Atwell. She does a phenomenal job. The auditor came in, and everything was really in good shape.
Auditor always likes it when all the paperwork's there for. So
yes,
that's always helps a lot. So, and again, the segregation of duties, there's very few that don't have that written on there.
You have to be a large school district. And even then, Jim, sometimes they will have that on there as well.
Still an issue that's going on. What are some of the other things that you're looking at here? I know you talked, or at least there was some discussion about some sharing with wrestling. And what are girls wrestling?
Girls wrestling. Yeah. Yep, absolutely. So one of our neighbors, Peyton Trudan, actually reached out, and they had a few students that were interested in participating in girls wrestling. And We really analyzed that, and we felt like it was a win all the way around. So our board actually approved that most recently at our March meeting. Mm-hmm. So we're excited about that partnership and hoping to be able to create some opportunities for some students to come over and be able to participate in our successful program. Yes.
So, and for people that don't know, it's like we get a lot of swimmers from Ogden that come to Boone.
Yes, absolutely. You know, and we're small enough that we can't afford to have those opportunities. So we do have those sharing agreements with said, Boone, mm-hmm. For soccer and for swimming and some of those events. And likewise, we're going to extend our hand out and allow Peyton Sheridan to come over for girls wrestling.
So we'll do that. Other things? Are there some other things?
There's a lot coming up, you know, just the month of April, you know, and we were already talking at the beginning of the show, you know, kind of the
last time we visited, we were getting ready for Bulldog Ball, and which was phenomenal.
Yeah.
Huge fundraiser.
I'd love to be able to report out that they made over $47,000. So, so thankful for what they do. And it was a great event. But yeah, kind of looking forward for the month of April, we have NHS induction tonight. We have ensemble contest later this weekend. We have a career fair going on. We have ISAS testing coming up here later in April. Obviously, in April, you got your proms and those types of things that are be coming on, and just a ton of activities overall, whether it's out on the golf course or on the track. We just got a lot of things going on, so people are going to have to make sure that they're checking that calendar and making sure that they're able to be where they need to be.
And remember, sometime in April, the board might add a day or two. Well, maybe adjust some hours. We'll see what they come up with. But again, that's one of those not a surprise that adjustments need to be made the way the calendar went this year, and with the number of snow days and things that issues that we had weather-wise out there too. Buildings, grounds, things like that, everything pretty good shape. I know you got a couple of projects you'd like to keep moving forward on.
Yeah, overall, everything is in really good shape. We are meeting with a subcommittee. It's facility master planning. We're working with FRK. So that's kind of in the works right now. We had our first initial meeting, and I believe April 8th, we're going to have another meeting there to just kind of look at what do we want our facilities to look like in the future. And then we'll be able to create a report and share that out with our board so that we can make some informed decisions moving forward.
So do we have another coffee with the superintendent event coming up here?
It is, yeah. So thank you for recognizing that. But yeah, it's the first Friday of every month, which will actually be later this week.
Yep.
So 7 to 9, anybody that wants to come in and have some coffee and just informal conversation about what's going on in Ogden, certainly encourage you to come. And that's at the Leonard Good Center.
Mm-hmm. 7 to 9, no reservation required. Just come on in.
Come on in.
Do you have cookies too?
We got usually donuts and coffee.
Oh, okay. See, hey, yeah, the donuts. Here we go. All right. Joshua Heyer, our guest on our program today. Thanks for taking time to come and visit with us. Let us know what's going on in the Ogden School District.
Appreciate it.